Greenwich businessman Tom Foley defeated State Senate Minority Leader John McKinney of Fairfield last night to win the Connecticut Republican primary for governor. This sets the stage for a rematch of the 2010 contest, where Foley narrowly lost to Democratic Governor Dana Malloy. WSHU's Ebong Udama was at Foley's primary night headquarters in Waterbury, and WSHU's Craig Lamalt was at McKinney's headquarters in Fairfield.
In his victory speech to about 100 supporters at a Waterbury ballroom, Foley laid out what he says is the choice for Connecticut voters this November.
We will either have four more years of Dan Malloy's damaging policies, ever higher taxes, and costs to drive up everyone's cost of living, or we'll head in a different direction. We will have pro-growth policies that reduce taxes, get control over spending, and support job creators.
Even before Foley spoke, Malloy's campaign had sent out an email acknowledging the choice in November. It claimed that the incumbent Democrat has made the tough choices that are, quote, making Connecticut more affordable to live, work, and raise a family, unquote, while Republican Foley would, quote, take Connecticut's progress and shift it into reverse, unquote. Malloy defeated Foley by only 6,400 votes to become governor 4 years ago. In Waterbury, I'm Ebong Udama, WSH News.
In his hometown of Fairfield, John McKinney was gracious in his concession to Foley and joined in criticizing Malloy.
The race does not end tonight. The goal was to elect a new governor. The goal was to make Dan Malloy a one-term governor and get a fiscally responsible Republican in the governor's office.
McKinney said at the end of the day, Foley ran a better campaign, and he pledged to put all of his efforts into helping Foley and other Republicans get elected in November. Speaking to reporters after his concession speech, McKinney said he believed his support for gun control legislation did have an effect on the race, but he said that's not why he lost. McKinney said most voters he spoke with were concerned about state spending, jobs, taxes, and the economy. It was always an uphill battle for McKinney, who said his own initial polling 4 to 5 weeks ago had him down 40 points. In Fairfield, I'm Craig Lamolt, WSHU News.